Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, June 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, and that's brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have some local warrants in Hardy County. Matthew Taylor has a warrant for violation of probation for possession of drug paraphernalia, and Jesus Alvarez Garcia has a warrant for failure to appear for child abuse, resisting an officer with violence, assault on a law enforcement officer, and battery on a law enforcement officer. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida and remain completely anonymous by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. And the Florida Department of Health in Hardy County has issued a health alert for the presence of harmful blue-green algae toxins in the Peace River. This is in response to a water sample taken on June 3rd. The public should exercise caution in and around the Peace River Zolfo Springs area. Residents and visitors are advised to take the following precautions. Do not drink, swim, wade, use personal watercraft, water ski, or boat in waters where there is a visible bloom. Wash your skin and clothing with soap and water if you have contact with algae or discolored or smelly water. Keep pets away from the area. Waters where there are algae blooms are not safe for animals. Pets and livestock should have a different source of water when algae blooms are present. Do not cook or clean dishes with water contaminated by algae blooms. Boiling the water will not eliminate the toxins. Eating fillets from healthy fish caught in freshwater lakes experiencing blooms is safe. Rinse fish fillets with tap or bottled water. Throw out the guts and cook fish well. And do not eat shellfish in waters with algae blooms. If you see a bloom, the Florida Department of Environmental Protection collects and analyzes algae bloom samples. To report a bloom to DEP, call the toll-free hotline at 1-855-305-3903. That's 1-855-305-3903. Your local events next Tuesday, June 15th, is the Law Enforcement Torch Run supporting Special Olympics Florida. Photos will be taken at 10:30 a.m. and the event begins at 11. The Torch Run begins behind the old junior high school, 230 South Florida Avenue, and ends at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street here in Wauchula. Your Hardy County Jobs, the Transition House, is looking for a corrections technician. A high school diploma or GED is required. Hardy Manor Healthcare Center is looking for an administrator. Prior long-term care experience and administrative licensing are required. And Palm Cleaning Services is looking for a part-time cleaning technician. 1 year of floor care experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 89 degrees out, feels like 99, mostly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind south-southeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is very humid, 51%. The dew point 68, cloud cover is 26%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers, with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is seeking nominees to fill 57 producer and importer member seats and one public member seat on the National Potato Promotions Board. The nominating process runs through August 15th, when USDA will then appoint individuals to succeed members whose terms expire next February. Nominations for producer members are submitted by potato producers. Importers nominate importer members. Contact the National Potato Promotions Board for more information. The USDA will invest up to $1 billion, including $500 million in American Rescue Plan funding, in the Emergency Food Assistance Program to support and expand the emergency food network for food banks and local organizations. USDA will enter into cooperative agreements with state, tribal, and local entities to more efficiently purchase food from local producers and invest in infrastructure to reach underserved communities more effectively. The investment represents the first part of USDA's new Build Back Better initiative. The American Farm Bureau Federation joined all 50 state farm bureaus and Puerto Rico in a letter urging the Biden administration to address the surge of undocumented immigrants entering the U.S. AgriMarketing.com reports the letter notes the increase in illegal immigration is severely impacting farm and ranch families, putting property and personal safety at risk. It continues, saying that local and state border security resources have been exhausted, leaving little help for farmers and ranchers.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Researchers at the USDA Ag Research Service and U.S. Biologic have some good news for poultry producers. They say they've come up with an oral solution to an antibiotic alternative that fights against poultry coccidiosis. That's a parasitic intestinal infection. It's the most prevalent disease in broilers worldwide, causing $3.5 billion in losses a year. Veterinarian Kelly Jones recently spoke about the serious issues the disease can create for growers at the poultry website.
Coccidiosis in layers is very common. You may see just a drop in egg production, impaired growth rate, poor feed conversion, poor pigments in the eggs, lack of uniformity, nutritional deficiencies, bacterial infections. All of that can be a secondary cost.
The oral product is delivered in a probiotic powder that can be mixed into current feed without any additional treatments. Researchers say treated chickens had improved gut health and a marked reduction in the spread of the disease. To get an idea of what a game changer this might be, consider that poultry in Alabama generates more than $15 billion in revenue each year. It accounts for more than 65% of annual farming revenue. The Florida poultry industry has 78.5 million broilers and 11 million layers. And in Georgia, broilers and eggs are the two largest agricultural commodities, making up nearly 40% of the state's production, according to the Georgia Poultry Federation.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks finishing lower as a pullback in banks and industrial companies offset gains elsewhere in the market. Stocks championed by hordes of online retail investors, the meme stocks as they have become known, were volatile once again. The S&P 500 index fell 0.1%, the Dow fell 0.4%, and the NASDAQ slipped 0.1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was lifted by the usual big tech companies that have pushed the index generally higher for the last 18 months. Healthcare companies also made solid gains. The Dow dropped 152 points to close at 34,447. The NASDAQ was off 13 to 13,911. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 4,219. New York oil fell 9 cents, closing at $69.96 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. Joel Embiid had a playoff best 40 points as Philadelphia beat Atlanta 118-102 to tie their second-round NBA playoff series at 1. Sixers coach Doc Rivers explains why he gave Embiid a rest in the second half.
They cut it to 1. You would think worst time to take Joel out, but we felt like we were going to need him down the stretch. We can wait till, 7 minutes to put Joel back in, and he comes back in with an 18-point lead. That was absolutely wonderful.
Shake Milton scored 14 points, an electrifying stretch off the bench. Game 3 is Friday in Atlanta. Donovan Mitchell scored 45 points to lead Utah to a 112-109 victory over the LA Clippers in Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinals. Clippers coach Tyronn Lue on his team's 13-point lead disappearing in the third quarter.
I thought we did a great job in the first half. Came out in the third quarter a little sluggish, you know, not making the right play. I'm not making any shots, and they kind of got going offensively. So, you know, we'll be better, like I said, going into Game 2.
Game 2 Thursday in Utah tonight. Denver at Phoenix. Suns lead 1-0. This is SRN Sports. The Denver Nuggets have an MVP.
Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was by far the lowest draft pick to be named the league's MVP.
It's really nice to nobody believes in you, so it's throwing people wrong, you know, surprising the world.
Chosen 41st by Denver in 2014, the native of Serbia is also the first player in franchise history to win the award. In a 72-game season, he led the league with 60 double-doubles. Bruce Morton, Denver.
In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay finished off their series in five games with a 2-0 win over Carolina. Vegas went to overtime to beat Colorado 3-2 to take a 3-2 series lead. Avalanche left wing JT Comper has seen his team lose three straight after winning the first two games of the series.
A key to our game is, you know, when we're creating turnovers and we're putting pressure on teams, we're getting lots of scoring chances. We're the aggressors. We got to get back to that.
Game 6 Thursday in Vegas tonight, Boston at the New York Islanders. The Islanders up 3-2. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: sure, it might be raining cats and dogs outside, but it's so much better than hailing taxis. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.